This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So on my way in, taking 392, and I see the painting operation, right? They're painting the lines on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like just waiting to run into to where they are at. And I'm heading westbound and finally run into them heading eastbound. But Brian, there was a pretty good wind going this morning out east there.
Blowing a little paint around?
Dude, the lines were terrible. I mean, it was like the lines and then there was like a little tiny line next to it because of the paint was getting blown. And I'm like, why not just try it again Monday?
Well, they want to make it look to everyone like they've been drinking.
I second guess myself.
Wait a minute, I'm sober, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I had to call my wife and I'm
honey,
like, hey,
did I leave sober?
You did. What happened? It was insane. And I'm like, why is there no common sense with that crap? Just stop. It's not. Try it again on Monday. Or wait an hour or something, because now those roads and where the pass, it looks like it's a double yellow line in the passing zones. And do we just not have any common sense? Or is that the most, not my job, they told me to be here, so I'm going to do it?
Well, and the person probably called the home office. It's very windy out there, and that got to get it done.
He probably called the home office, and nobody answered because he had done a lot of road already when I was coming through at 5:30 this morning. So I'm pretty sure home office, the manager probably wasn't awake yet at that time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm like, why? There's so many things in our world that I just go, why? What are we doing? What's
you
going
know,
on?
And the key is to overlook the blurry yellow line and focus on, oh, I have a job I really like, and I've got a beautiful family at home, and I have the freedoms to do this
but
and
I
that.
But I have to be mad about something.
No, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
And that's, I guess you do.
I do. Like, everything's so good that I have to find something to be mad about, and it's yellow lines.
Condiments, am I right?
Oh,
don't
Lord.
Get me
Mayonnaise.
Started. Oh, please.
Oh. A story coming out of Nebraska. A Nebraska woman was shot by a dog.
Okay, I've heard of these stories happening before. Hunting accidents and so forth where a dog bumped a loaded gun. And it went accidentally, air quotes. What was the situation here? And is the lady okay?
I believe
it's
so,
very
yeah,
important
yeah.
that I know.
Her injury was non-life-threatening, and she was taken to a local hospital for treatment.
Okay.
So
now,
she's okay.
What happened?
So she's at a gas station, which, by the way, is a gas station or convenience store? What do you call it?
You know, I probably use both, but I think I generally say the gas station.
Yeah, now that's a poll question.
Yeah.
The incident happened at a gas station in Scotts Bluff on May 23rd. Scotts Bluff police officers reported the passenger side door panel of a vehicle had damage consistent with a shotgun blast that the dog had triggered. The investigators said a dog in the truck moved from one side of the vehicle to the other while it was parked at the store, causing the shotgun to discharge. A pellet from the shotgun blast hit a woman who was stopped at a traffic light in the area.
Well, not in the vehicle?
No. No. Her injury was non-life-threatening, as I just mentioned. A pellet, it was just a single pellet. Law enforcement reminded residents that it is illegal to travel with a loaded shotgun in a vehicle in Nebraska.
Well, you know, that seems logical, doesn't it? But I'm guessing in Nebraska, there's a lot of that. I know where I grew up in North Dakota, you know, kids all had gun racks in the back of their trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you were ready to go hunting at any time, but the dog with a loaded weapon in the vehicle. What kind of dog was it?
I don't know.
I'm very interested to find out what type of dog.
This one's from KTVB 7 out there in Nebraska. The call was about a shooting involving a BB gun. So she, I mean, this has to be a one, like that gal did something. That gal did something.
How did
this
a BB go through got somebody in another vehicle? BBs have trouble going through a whole newspaper.
Yeah, the passenger side door panel. It was so.
By the way, newspapers used to be these things that were delivered. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's what obviously you know. The shotgun shells, just a bunch of tiny little BBs in there.
Yeah.
And so they thought that the BB that hit her was from a BB gun from somewhere. It was from a loaded shotgun that this dog
it
had.
Was.
Sent. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Dog with a shotgun. Have you seen that movie?
No, I'm in though.
Yeah.
The passenger side door panel of the vehicle had sustained damage consistent with a shotgun blast. The police said the driver went to the store to buy something, which is when his dog accidentally triggered a shotgun that had a live shell in the chamber. A pellet from the shotgun hit a woman sitting at a stoplight with her arm resting out the window.
Wow, that would be a tough one to decipher what happened, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, police are still.
Can you describe the assailant?
Yeah. Four paws, furry, good boy sometimes.
Yes. All right, we have it narrowed down to these six.
So I think this woman thought, you know, maybe a kid or something like that with a BB gun had shot her in the arm.
That's sad that this happened, but
oh, I'm sure.
My goodness, this is one of those bizarre crime blotter things.
If it was just one BB, too, like, she's fine. Like, I'm sorry, like, no remorse right here. Like, if it was just one BB, and we know that the woman's fine, so I feel comfortable saying that. But you're sitting there on a Tuesday afternoon at a stoplight, got the window rolled down, you got your arm hanging out the window, like, yeah, life's pretty good. And a dog shoots you.
How's your day, Tim? Got shot by a Doberman on the way here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, file that under. Why didn't you make it in? Yeah, you're going to need some paperwork for the your boss to believe that.
No, he held me at dog point for a while, and he's put the poop in the bag.
Yeah, man. No one's going to believe her. No, I'm so glad that they've got, you know, actual news reports out there now, because no one's believing that story. Next time at the book club, Janice, can you guess what happened to me on Tuesday? I got shot by a dog.
There, somewhere nearby, there was a cat going, thank God that truck was there.
Yep.
He had me dead to rights.
That's well done, Brian. That is well done. I don't think any of what we've said, though, is funnier than what Eastside Chris just sent in on the J9 Agency's text line. Some of those doggy poker games get nasty also.
If you look closely at the painting of the dogs playing poker, one of them has a gun under the table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like the gun from, Tombstone. The white
yes,
got
he's
drained.
Got
yep, 100%.
Right underneath.
That's what it was. So, yeah, a woman got shot in Nebraska by a dog. There's the headline that we all needed today. She's fine.
That's the key part of this.
Oh,
because
this
if it weren't
story.
Like that, we couldn't make fun of it.
No, we probably don't bring it up if she died.
Yeah.
But it was just a BB in the arm.
And you said probably don't bring it up. We would wait a year.
A week?
That's more accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
all right.
We
yes.
gave this one a little
yes,
time to breathe.
We certainly
just to make
did.
Sure, you know, she
everything was okay.
8:16 the time now. Smash, trash, or compost, presented by A1 Organics, coming your way next.
Hey, you live.
Trash or compost.
That's a smash.
Presented by A1 Organics. A1 Organics in Eaton is going to be open every Saturday in the month of June so that you can get those yard projects done. Drop off those tree branches, the yard waste that you've got out there. Drop them off at Eaton, the Eaton location of A1 Organics. A1Organics.com. Brain not firing real great here today, as you've heard from a number of stutters. We're going to find our way through it. Good morning, NoCo the Deuce, and Smash Trash or Compost. Brian, where are we going today?
We are going to a guy who is melting hearts everywhere. Riley Green right now is like the dude in country. His appearances now on Yellowstone and so forth. Just seeing social media, the amount of celebrities who drool over this guy when he walks the red carpet or does anything. He's been on fire, whether it's on his own or duets, whatever it is. Riley Green is definitely a very hot commodity right now.
I really thought we were going to have the first couple of country for a minute between him and Ella Langley. Because remember, he was the one who jumped on that Ella song, You Look Like You Love Me, that launched her into stardom.
Exactly.
And then at one of the music awards, it looked a little tense between them, and this is the guy who pays no attention to anything, so take everything that I'm saying right now with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed a little tense between them. But I thought it was going to be the... Because I think Riley Green's taken over country music.
They've talked about doing a whole duet album together.
That would be incredible. That would be their voices blend so well together. But for the fellas out there, you got the Ella fellas. Big fan of Ella Langley. And for all the gals out there, Riley Green is hotter than your mama's meatloaf.
Did somebody use that?
My dad uses
really
that a lot. That's a Terryism.
Okay,
that's one of
mom
the
mom didn't do
ones.
Much meatloafing.
No,
and rarely was it really warm.
We had a lot of meatloaf, and it
did
was
you?
Always
pretty hot,
always scorching hot.
All right, okay, makes sense there.
Riley Green, he's got a new project coming out right in September. That's Just Me is the album, I believe. This is off of, right?
Yeah, it's. I liked the song title, and especially when it shows him sitting behind. Like a little front end loader, just squatting down having a beer.
Nice.
The name of the song is "Think as You Drunk."
No, officer, I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
That's right. Think as you drunk.
Think as you drunk, Riley Green, Smash Trash or Compost. Get ready to text us, 888-530-0043. Here's "Think as You Drunk" by Riley Green. Riley Green there. I will be listening to the rest of that later. I think you know where I'm going with this. Think as You Drunk by Riley Green. What do you think? 888-530-0043. Those songs are why some people hate country music. Those songs are why I love country music. It's so bad.
You're spot on.
An 80s movie. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. It's so bad, it's great. Every cliche, every stereotype. But nobody's done that before in that way. And that makes me like it a lot. That makes me like that a lot. When he first said, "I ain't as thick as you drunk I am," I was like, did I get that wrong? Did I get that one? That's just fun. That is just fun. It's simple. It's dumb. And I love it.
It is exactly why I loved country music for all the years I was in. It was finding songs like that that you knew the audience was going to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you every soul at one of his concerts will sing that along with him when he hits it. And you're spot on. If you don't like country, that's exactly why you don't like country.
Right.
It is everything stereotypical that you would hate about the genre. But as you said, if you love the genre, it's everything you love about it. I loved the lyrics when he talked about having to do his CBAs instead of the ABCs.
I don't know getting my CBAs.
And I was really glad that he ended up saying sit. Or whatever it was in
the sheet.
Yeah,
three
that was it.
To the
yes, yeah. There was a few there. That is country as a tater. I mean, that is all the way. And Riley Green, it reminds me of what Tim McGraw said when I was interviewing him. I said, "You just can't hide the fact that you're country. When you hear it in your voice, there's no doubt, even if you sing with pop artists." And he had said, "My manager had told me once, the only way you could go pop is if we shoved a bottle rocket up your keister." And that's kind of the way I'm feeling about Riley Green as well.
For sure. And he's got a good repertoire and a good mix of songs that'll almost
make
you cry.
He's got a real good reputation already.
Yeah, songs that almost make you cry. He's got those fun drunk songs. He's had an interesting career overall because he had some really big hits like in 2015, I want to say 2014 in that era, and then you didn't hear anything from him.
No,
and
that's when I first met him.
Yeah, and then it just started. Then he started really coming. What was his big song back then?
I cannot remember. I would have to look it up. But that I remember meeting him at like a New Faces thing.
Yeah,
where he was one of the new guys.
There was this girl.
Oh, yeah, yes. And that's in fact that's a song that I had pulled up here.
Yeah, there was this girl. Yeah. Yep. And his. It sounds so different now. Like, way more twangy than, way more, like, is, and then I don't know if he went through a record label change or what in those years, but he's got a completely different sound. His presentation, obviously different. You know, he used to just be the ball cap and jeans guy. Now he's got a cowboy hat on everywhere. Like, presentation has changed.
Yeah, they reinvented him.
They did.
And they did a good job.
They really did. So, do you want to, well, let's get to the text line. Make sure
we
we're
got
not
anything.
Huskers fan Smash, can't wait to see him in Cheyenne. Yeah, that's going to be a fun concert. I know what the gambler is, so I'll read that portion of he said. Chris's text, Smash, that's a gambler song right there. The old gambler that we talked about yesterday. And HVAC guy said, you're right with such stereotypical content. It's like Sharknado, so horrible, it's good. Wow, we were spot on with HVAC guy. You just used Sharknado, I used Weekend at Bernie's.
That's
that's it.
Spot
but
on, we're on the same page.
Go ahead and make it official here, Brian. Smash, Trash, or Compost, presented by A1 Organics. That was Riley Green with Think As You Drunk this morning. A lot of fun.
Great stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be played this weekend. 8:31 the time now. Don't forget, every Saturday this month of June, A1 Organics in Eaton will be open on Saturdays to make your life a little easier. A1Organics.com. 8:32 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Yeah.
stuff at this job when I first started here.
When did you stop?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true. As I have this beard on my face.
I thought you were calling me.
Yeah, that is my ringtone when I call Brady home. And I don't feel like we need to explain it.
No.
No, you really don't. No. It's just, you know, when you see it, it's beautiful.
It's interesting when I'm in a fairly serious meeting and I forget to mute my phone and then Tanner calls and it's, oh, I want to dance with somebody. Is that your wife? No. No, it's not. Mistress, maybe? No.
No,
not that either.
No.
That's
Tanner. Is it still the same picture of me from Bear News back in the day?
Help.
Yeah, if anyone wants to see me at some
that's
of my finest
picture.
Moments.
It's my favorite moment.
Bear News 98 on YouTube if you want to go check some of that out.
You were good.
No,
you can't teach
took the
that.
Wrong career path.
I was working here, and obviously a lot of my sales meetings involve a brew or two, and then my class was always around 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we do the recording of this. I recorded a lot of Bear News just lit. Yeah, yeah.
Probably shouldn't tell anyone that.
No, but I
don't
can...
think I'm getting hired anywhere.
Let's,
we do Wine at 9 here. We get lit on the radio here.
Oh, yeah, we have different standards than you would see.
This is how I trained for it. Brown Institute for Broadcasting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, across the street from the Poodle Club, which had 7 for ones during
poodle.
Lunch.
Oh.
No,
it's
but
a,
there was a poodle
club.
On the side. No,
just
not at
bar.
All. It was just a bar.
I thought you said that.
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Hmm. My bad.
Are you thinking of another story where I danced and made money?
No.
Okay.
The buffet at one of them. You've told the story about a buffet.
There were tacos.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah. The Poodle Club had tacos and martinis.
Poodles?
Maybe. None. I never saw any dancers.
Sorry, I didn't mean. Well, you were probably laser focused on those tacos.
Wouldn't you have been?
Sorry.
My goodness.
That's how you trained was by going to the Poodle Club while you were...
This would have been a great story alone.
I really enjoyed how it went, though.
No. No. You know how when you have two magnets and you try to put them together and they just kind of repel each other?
Fun.
It's me and Tanner today.
Yeah. Boy, that was...
Started with the...
That was an interesting journey you guys took me on.
What's your favorite thing to cook in a toaster?
Brain buster.
Oh, just bread.
Thank you.
See,
my response.
More than a Pop-Tart, an Eggo, a bagel, an English muffin.
Okay.
Pop-Tarts don't belong in the toaster.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're made for. They're called toaster pastries.
No,
that's why they're flat.
Toaster strudels go in the toaster.
So they have to have the name toast in it in order for you, because you're like, no, go there. No, have toast in it.
He texted me about this poll question last night. And I go, you just listed the three answers that are possible, Bri.
And he counters with, maybe we should do Pop-Tarts. Do you cook them or not? And I went, wow, there's a lot more variations of answers to that question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys say Eggos?
Lonnie did this morning. Lester had that one.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I used to do that a lot when I was in school.
Yeah. The Lego Mayagos.
How about those little waffles, those little brioche ones? The ones that, never mind.
Brioche.
They've got the pearled sugar on them. Kevin brought them in once for when we did a wine pairing.
Okay.
Remember those little waffles? Apparently not.
No, sorry, buddy. My brain.
And then that time when we...
So that was my response. And then I get here this morning, and a 512 HVAC guy put a laughing emoji and said, bread? And I was like, that was my first response.
Now, but you get to thinking a little bit more.
You dig a little bit in, but this is, I told him, I'm like, that's the duality of this show.
Did you ever see the movie Brave Little Toaster?
It's one of my favorites.
That is such a
John
sneaky,
Lovett's
good movie.
Voice in that was spectacular.
I love that movie. The little radio and the lamp and the vacuum cleaner.
You know, the stick-to-itness that toaster had.
Oh, man.
It wasn't just brave. He was almost heroic.
Oh, he was extremely heroic.
Yeah.
I thought he was doomed when he got to the little car crusher thing.
Didn't we all?
Oh, yeah. But they all worked together.
Yep. And I think that's the lesson.
That was the lesson.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a very good movie.
I hate what we just did in this segment because now we can't blame Derbs for making us all dumb.
Well, we could have just became that way over time. Mm. And now
so
we're
it's
like
still
that
his
on
fault.
Our own.
So it's still the dude down the hall's fault.
It's very scary that we're all absorbing qualities.
None of the good ones.
No!
Not a single one. This is an interesting response on our poll question this morning from George Cathy. Says, the bread today, the Pop-Tart tomorrow. What does that mean?
Philosophical. But
could be philosophical, or it could just mean, I did toast today, and I'm probably going to do
a Pop-Tart tomorrow.
You know?
If you don't read too deep into it, I think that might be what's bubbling on the surface.
Was down to his last piece of bread. He's like, oh, I'm not going to get to the store.
But I got some Pop-Tarts for tomorrow.
Pop-Tarts for tomorrow's breakfast.
Yeah. See, and I thought he was trying to take like the great Master Oogway from the great
film. Be doing that, too.
Of Kung Fu Panda.
Could be doing that, too.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
The present, yeah.
The deuce.
8:41 the time. Brady is like livid at Adam Silver. So before we get wine review, Brady, I actually want sports talk, Brady, about Adam Silver. But let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center. Don't forget today at noon, A1 Organics Game of the Week. We've got high school baseball coming your way. Eaton is waiting to see who they're going to be playing. It'll either be Devlin. I hope it's Devlin.
Devlin.
So then there was a change in how they announced it, like A-Chain to Ashawn, like, or however he says it now. So whoever, Devlin or the Classical Academy. That is who Eaton will be playing. The winner of that will play University tomorrow, 9:30 pregame, 10 a.m. first pitch. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick on the call tomorrow. Kyle Johnson, Bruce Dick on the call today.
Now, I know we're going to jump into some basketball talk. I just wanted to quickly mention, I was a huge Claude Lemieux fan, and that was just tragic to hear the news yesterday that he took his own life at the age of 60. When I start seeing guys my age, you know, go through this, it just it brings up that make sure you're available for your friends, make sure you listen, make sure you reach out for help, all of those things. Claude obviously was struggling, but what an amazing career and what an incredible hockey player he was. Loved him with the Avalanche, and you talk about a tough guy on the ice, he was it.
Well, and he was just, it wasn't a game two, he came out. You know, he had the torch, and he was, or was it game one? Was it the start of the series?
I'm not sure.
I mean, the crowd's going crazy, and he's like in the moment, and here we are. So it's just like, even though on the outside things might look okay, you just never know what someone's going through. So, let that be hopefully just another reminder in our life to just check in on the people you haven't heard from in a bit or you haven't had a good conversation with in a while.
No, 100%.
No question.
You know, especially you men out there. We're not good at that. I feel like we're decent around that. Actually, here at our office, we do a decent job at that.
I think we take care of each other.
I know a lot of men don't do that, so it's okay to talk about that stuff, and we've had a lot of great guests about that. Brady's very mad at Adam Silver.
He has been for a period of time.
I am now running for NBA commissioner, so I can.
It's not going to be hard.
So far, I have one vote on Twitter.
Okay.
So, are you in?
I'm in.
Two. We're at three now. Yeah. Three votes ought to get us get the wheels moving.
Mm-hmm. What's got you burning right now?
Well, we got the mathematical equation he put out last night, or ESPN put out, of the new tanking rules, and I'll get into it later. It is confusing, and that's what he does. He overcomplicates everything that he does, everything that he puts out, the cup, the draft lottery, the tanking. He's just trying I don't know what he's trying to do, make it soccer? So it's just really confusing. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. I'm sure soccer's a great sport, but I don't know what I'm watching. There's dudes just jumping up and down and on lines and stuff. I'm creating the wall. I don't get it. And that's what Adam Silver wants. He wants to create more confusion. And then when he's asked the direct question, what's the one major problem in the NBA?
Flopping.
Mm-hmm. Everyone can agree. Whether you watch every game or you don't, it's flopping. And Pat McAfee was asking him directly about flopping, and I'll hand it to Pat McAfee. He didn't pull back. And he's like, what's going on with flopping? How big of an issue is it? It's not really an issue, according to Adam Silver. Basically, we have to differentiate the difference between flopping and just confusing the ref or faking the ref out or whatever. That is flopping.
That is what the definition of it is, isn't it?
Oh, you know, and I know you're not a big McAfee guy, Brian, and I don't love his daily show.
I don't think I could do that every day, but I can watch a clip or something.
Great in spurts. I think he's great on College Game Day. I like him there. I think it's WWE. So when he's actually like purposely going over the top in doses is great. But I got to get, you're right. McAfee had the stones to look each and every one of those commissioners in their face and ask them the questions that us average fans have been asking. And then Silver's getting a lot of backlash on this.
Because it was a terrible response.
He said, even at games, when I watch games, guys are falling down all over the place. Guys are falling down all over. That's part of the game, is falling down. And our players are trained to sell calls. That was something that can't. That is the definition of flopping.
He's telling us everything without admitting that it's a problem. He's just stating what's going on. And we're like, yeah, we agree, but you don't seem to think it's bad.
Well, yeah, that is the huge issue.
This guy
issue.
Is an idiot.
Oh my gosh.
When you have a commissioner that is so out of touch with his fans, it's time for a change.
What is he doing? Get out of your little basement and your little nerdery and your calculator and your Dungeons and Dragons, and then you come out, you know, he looks kind of like a vampire. You come out of the coffin and it's like, hey, everyone, I'm going to fix the NBA and these are the problems that I have figured out in my basement that are hurting the NBA. And it's like, no, you're not hearing what anybody actually is saying about the problems. And I'm so passionate about this because I'm a diehard Denver Nuggets fan. I'm a diehard basketball fan. And I hate what it has become. And I see the national media start to say things like today saying SGA, bad image for the league. Welcome to the show.
Where the hell have you been?
Because it's been going on for a while.
They missed the entirety of LeBron's career.
And James Harden.
Yeah, because LeBron started it, and then the James Harden and those guys really started
it. It's only gotten worse. And LeBron, compared to what we're seeing now, LeBron doesn't even look like he's flopping.
No.
Correct.
He doesn't even look like he's doing anything wrong.
Well, and I saw the Discord going, and it was a big conversation online on X talking about, oh, you guys only turned on Shea when he started winning. And somebody goes, we turned on Shea when he started playing this trash effing
He didn't do it when he started out.
Correct.
In the league. It just got worse over time because he's like, hey, I can get to the, hey, that kind of worked. I can get to the rim, or I can get to the free throw line a little bit more and increase my stat line, increases my points. Increasing my points increases my money.
Yeah, correct. I asked Dustin the other night in game five that they won, the Thunder won. I said, okay, SGA went for 33. What was his stat line? And Dustin goes, well, he's probably his 6 of 20. He goes, I'm going to guess he shot 15 free throws and was 6 of 20. He was 6 of 18, was 16 of 17 for the free throw line. The guy can guess exactly based off the number of points.
We know that he's not putting to, and we can knock Jamal Murray all we want. That's not how Jamal Murray plays basketball.
Yeah.
And I really respect that he doesn't. And people say, well, Joker flops too. He definitely sells stuff to the ref, but how many times do you see Joker on the floor?
Yeah. Correct.
When you see him on the floor, everyone gasps because we're not used to it. And we're like, is he dead? Because you don't see it. So there's a difference between what Joker does, which isn't always good.
No, it's not.
Compared to what we're seeing with SGA, which is an epidemic.
It is. It certainly is. All right, 8:54 the time. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando. So good. John Fort Collins talking about Claude Lemieux. He said, I have an autographed Claude Lemieux Avalanche jersey in my man cave. He sent a picture in of him in Old Town. John in Old Town, Fort Collins, with the Stanley Cup.
And I misspoke. It wasn't at the Avs. I didn't see the pregame stuff. I just saw a note on Twitter. But either way, he was out.
Yeah.
It's still. But there you go. Dwight tickets into Wine at 9.
I don't know how.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.